7.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday, and we are into the holiday season, so I thought I would give you some fun facts about the flower of December. And thinking Christmas, you probably think it is the poinsettia, and you're right. It is the poinsettia. It's the official flower of the month of December. And I thought I would give you some idea how we got the poinsettia as our flower. Well, it started a long time ago, and it was actually a wildflower that grows in Mexico. And a man named Joel Poinsett, he was the ambassador to Mexico, and he had been appointed by President Andrew Jackson in 1828, and as ambassador, he was to make ties between the two countries better. Well, Joel was an avid amateur botanist, and whenever he spent time in Mexico, he used his spare time to look for plants that were not native to the United States. Well, one December, he was walking through some countrysides near the home where he lived when he was there, and he came across this unusual flowering plant. It was red, it was leggy, it looked like a shrub, but it was unique. It had a beautiful red flower, he thought, on it. So he took some cuttings and rooted them and had them shipped back home to the state of South Carolina where he lived. And he had a greenhouse there and had his people and co-workers take care of the plants till he got home. When he got home, he played with the plants to try and make it a little bit better looking. And by the following December, he had developed a nice compact plant. And he brought them to the White House as a present from the country of Mexico to the country of the United States. And that's how it got started. Now, today, there are over 150 million poinsettia plants that are grown around the world and in 50 different countries. Now, the wild poinsettia grew 8 to 10 feet tall. It was leggy. It had stiff branches, bright green leaves, and it grew from spring until the late winter. The leaves were 6 to 8 inches long, and when the winter got really cold at the end of January, they dropped from the plant. Well, when you look at the plant, the top of it was red. And through research, they realized that it wasn't the flower. It's called a bract. And a bract is a part of the plant that when the temperatures get on the cool side And when the days get short, the hormones in the plant will change from vegetative to flowering. And it's a chemical change caused by this. So the leaves on the top became flowering bracts. And on the very tip of every single branch, little buttons develop. And those were flower buds. And when you go down to your local greenhouse, you'll see a cluster, 8, 10, maybe 12, of these little buttons, round in shape. And you want them so that they're still waxy looking, not fuzzy, and not yellow fuzzy, because the more fuzz that's found on that bud, the more along the blossom is opening. And normally, if you buy a poinsettia now and it's fuzz, they will fall before Christmas arrives. So pick it tight, and that way you'll have the buds and the bracts, and it will last well into the holiday season. Well, the poinsettia had been used by the Aztecs. They used that milky sap, very bitter tasting, and they used it to control fever, and they used it in medicines. Some of the merchants of those days would take the bracts, crush them, and it made a wonderful dye for cotton fabrics, and actually came out kind of a purpley red, not the red that you see on the flower bract now, but a purpley red. And once it stained the cotton, it lasted a long, long time. The problem developed in 1900s, in the early 1900s, when a really nasty rumor developed. And I'm sure all of you listening have heard this one way or the other, that the poinsettia was poison. And if a child ate just one leaf, he would become very ill and even die. So all of a sudden, the most popular Christmas plant became feared, and mothers began to avoid buying the plant. In 1919, it got worse. Not that it could, but it did. A doctor, an army doctor in Hawaii, came out with a statement that a 2-year-old toddler had died after eating just one leaf from a plant growing near the playground where he lived. And what happened was, everybody in a warm climate in the United States and beyond were told to pull the poinsettias out because it would kill their children, and if their pets, a cat or a dog, ate the leaf, they would also die. Well, 1970, the florist industry had enough of all these rumors. They hired Ohio State University to test the plant. And they told them they wanted to be unbiased. They wanted to know the truth behind the plant, if it was poison or if it wasn't. So they ran tests. The results came back in the overwhelming benefit of the florist industry. The results said that a 50-pound child or a pet could eat 500 of these flowering leaves called bracts, and the worst they could get was a mild stomachache And that's it. So, it was proven that the plant was not poisonous. And the plant was saved from devastation. In 1996, they took a survey. And they want to find out what people believed about the poinsettia. It had been 23 years. They had hoped that all the rumors had been taken care of. 63% of all the women that they questioned still believed that the poinsettia was poison. 42% of the men still believed that the poinsettia was poison. They asked them where they got their information. They said, word of mouth, rumors. Well, the American Medical Association joined in and said it was not. So if you're going to buy a poinsettia, don't worry about your pet, your kids, your husband, your wife. It's not poisonous. Buy it. Enjoy it. It's the flower of December.
Today, more of us are trying to garden organically. To garden organically, you will need good gardening soil. To have good gardening soil, you will need good organic matter. The best form of organic matter is compost. Compost piles will take a year to make good compost, and the best part leaches into the ground. Most compost piles do not get hot enough to kill weed seeds. And if you buy compost by the bag, it's expensive, $7 or more. My dad made all the compost for his entire neighborhood with his compost tumbler. He filled his compost tumbler with as much as 6 30-gallon trash bags of yard and kitchen waste. And in just 2 weeks, he filled 2 wheelbarrows with rich, weed-free compost. That's about $50 worth of bag compost. Go to paulparent.com, click on Sponsors, and then Compost Tumbler for information and special discount pricing code. The Compost Tumbler at paulparent.com. Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with Wilt-Proof Anti-Desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use Wilt-Proof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall. Now that you planted your garden and you're ready to enjoy the rewards of your labor, do not let the deer destroy your hard work. Pick up a container of deer scram. These granules are guaranteed to work. That's right, guaranteed to keep the deer away from your garden. Even safe to use in a vegetable garden and contains no synthetic additives. It's not toxic, it's biodegradable, and will not harm animals and the environment. That's deer scram.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganix.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganix. Life's getting better.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday. We're into the holiday season, and I'm trying to give you some ideas of some of the plants that you may use to decorate your home. Just talked about the poinsettia a little bit. Another plant that's seasonal during the winter months is called the calanchoe, or the calancho. And it's a type of sedum-type foliage, thick foliage, leathery foliage, and blooms in the fall until the spring, and comes in colors of red, pink, orange, yellow, and white. And it is an absolutely wonderful plant. It's a plant that you keep it on the windowsill. You can put it in a basket. Buy a large plant. Use it as a centerpiece. It's a very popular gift. And what's nice is when it gets done blooming, you remove all the flowers and keep it in a room where it will naturally go dark, like at 5:30, and no lights go on in that room, and it will redevelop all new buds. So it's not uncommon for the calanchoe to bloom two or three times from November until April. Very hardy, very tough plant. It's a plant that's native to Madagascar. And it requires little attention, blooms for a very, very long time. And that initial bloom, if you were to buy the plant, let's say at Thanksgiving, it's not uncommon to bloom a good 8 weeks, sometimes even more. So it's a plant similar to the poinsettia, blooms in the fall starting like your chrysanthemum, your fall blooming mum, and has repeat blooms. And to give it that, you need to give it 12 to 14 hours of total darkness. So if you put it in the spare bedroom that you don't go in, it will bloom. If you keep it in your living room and you watch the news until 11 o'clock, with the lights on, you've created a longer than normal day, and it will not flower. So, calanchoe prefer a watering that's deep, but they like it dry between waterings. So keep it moist in the spring to the fall, and then during Thanksgiving until March, on the dry side, water every 2 to 3 weeks, depending on the size of the pot, the location. And because it's like a sedum, it does best in the full sun window. The more light, the better. If you're starting to get yellowing of the foliage and you feel some of the leaves or the stem, you could be overwatering. So take your index finger, push it in the soil. If the soil feels moist, leave it alone. Fertilize every 2 weeks when it's in bloom with something like Miracle-Gro or blooming fertilizer, something that's a water-soluble, not a granular, but, you know, one of the blue fertilizers that you mix with water, and give it a good feeding, and that plant will do wonderful. But again, when it's done blooming, cut all the faded flowers off, feed it, put it in a room where it gets a minimum of 12 hours, and within a month, new buds will form, new branches will form, and it will do wonderful. It's a great plant for people that have a warm house. Unlike the poinsettia, the Christmas cactus, it does not need cool temperatures. And it's a plant that will last for many, many seasons. In the spring, put it outside on your deck. Take care of it like a potted plant. It will double in size, foliage-wise. Bring it in the fall, and you have color from Thanksgiving right up until March. That's the Calan Kowee.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red Milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
If mice, chipmunks, and squirrels are getting into your tool shed, camper, trailer, or storage unit, then drive them out with Mouse Magic. Mouse Magic from Bonide is not a poison and will not hurt your pets or children. It's a patented bag filled with a strong peppermint and spearmint fragrance. Rodents cannot tolerate the smell. It will move out and keep out for 30 days. Use Mouse Magic now, and it will find another place to live for the winter. That's Mouse Magic from Bonide.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriate e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Lunch is ready!
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're trying to give you a lot of ideas today. Talked about the poinsettia a little bit. Calicoe, two wonderful flowering plants. But, you know, this is the time of the year right now where we're doing a little bit of decorating outside. And I thought we'd give you some ideas so that when you go down to your local nursery garden center, you'll know what to pick up. Now, if you're going to put evergreen roping around your front door, side door, it's going to take 7 yards of roping for the average front door. And if you want to put this evergreen roping around your light pole, it's going to take 3 yards. Now, most nurseries will sell this evergreen roping by the yard or by the roll. And the roll is normally 10 yards. So with 10 yards, you can do the front door and the light pole, and it's a lot cheaper than buying two individual pieces. Buy the whole roll, and you'll have some saving. Now, if you're applying this on the front of the house, and the front of the house faces south, and you're getting sun all day, and there's a lot of people walking in and out of that house, I would suggest, especially if you're using something like mountain laurel, or holly, or ilex, or boxwood. It's called a broadleaf evergreen. And they tend to dry out faster than a needle evergreen, like a balsam or a white pine. But if we have a winter with a lot of sun, a lot of wind, and it faces south, it's going to dry out. and you'll lose that nice green color. Put it up. Once it's up on the house, spray your garland, your roping, with an anti-desiccant, something called Wilt Proof or Wilt Stop, and it will seal the foliage, preventing moisture loss. And that way it'll stay green for a long time. Now, a lot of you are filling in your window boxes, whiskey barrels, or planters on the front steps with evergreen boughs. Do it now. In a lot of places, the ground, in the soil rather, in the containers, have not frozen. Or if they have, they've only frozen an inch or maybe a little bit more deep. So, if they're not frozen, now's the time to use things like balsam, white pine, red pine, blue spruce, mountain laurel, boxwood, holly, cypress, and a mixture of all those greens to give you contrasts and different textures. A red bow on the front of the barrel or your container. If you have a whiskey barrel, run a piece of red ribbon right around the metal slats that hold your container together. Staple it on. And now you've got a beautiful container with red bands of ribbon, a red bow, beautiful greens on it that will last all winter long. Now, to give it some color, and you want to give it some color, there are two things that look wonderful. Number one is a plant called red alder, or alder berries. And a lot of the nurseries will sell bunches of red berries for just this purpose. Jam them into the soil, they'll freeze in place, and the beautiful evergreen foliage will have red berries in them. And as the winter progresses, the birds will come into your planter, eat the berries. You fed the birds, you had the color, great foliage. It's a win-win situation. Now, if you can't find alderberry, the other plant that looks wonderful is actually from Italy, and it's called Ruscus, R-U-S-S-C-U-S. And Ruscus is a plant native to Italy. It's harvested in the fall. The leaves are removed from the plant, and it produces a blossom that's triangle in shape and dries on the stems. And they take the plant, bunch it, and set it in a vat of dye where it stays for a couple of weeks. The stems and the dried blossoms become very brittle and very, very sharp, but they're red. Again, you jam them in to your container, your window boxes, and it gives you that red color that will make them stand out and look more holiday festive. And that is something that, again, is available at this time of the year at your local nursery and garden center. Now, for another plant that you can decorate your home for the holidays, and this is one of my favorite because of the shape, the color of the plant. It's called ornamental peppers, and you can buy them that are red, orange, yellow, purple, and multicolor. And when you buy them so the plant has still small blossoms on the plant and small fruit. That way you'll get to enjoy it longer. And as the pepper plant develops, the pepper itself will grow anywhere from 1 to 4 inches long in clusters, and it will cover the plant. They start off green, go to white and purple, or yellow, then orange, or yellow and then red. And they will bloom from Thanksgiving until March. Now, they're very spicy, so if you like to cook, they're not poisonous, but they get very, very hot. And you can pick the peppers off the plant and use them for cooking. The one thing I would be a little careful for is if you have young children, and they tend to eat just about anything, right? Also, if you have a cat in the family, cats will jump on windowsills and eat plants. Well, if the kids break a pepper off the plant, or your cat takes a bite out of the pepper, they are very, very hot and spicy. And they will not do it a second time, believe me. They're almost like fire. So little kids, maybe avoid it till they get older and they know the difference between what to eat and what not to eat. And the plants themselves, depending on the variety, some will grow 6 to 8 inches tall and wide. Some will grow 12 to 15 inches tall and wide. And they normally come in a 4-inch pot. Some will come larger in a bigger pot. And they're plants that are native from Asia. They love lots of light, lots of sun. And once the little pepper has begun to form on the plant, move it to a window where it gets morning sun or late in the day sun. That way the pepper itself will last longer on the plant. Keep it in an area where your pepper plant will be 70 to 50 degrees. The cooler, the better. The cooler, the longer it will bloom. Insects are rare. Fertilizer on a monthly basis. Blooming and rooting. Miracle Grow. Something like that. When you think the plant needs to be watered, take your index finger, push it in the soil, 2 knuckles deep. If it feels moist, leave it alone. If you overwater the plant, the ornamental pepper will start to turn yellow. So go easy on the water, lots of sun, feed it on a regular basis, and when the plant gets done blooming, it's more of a gift-type plant. It's no plant that will rebloom like the Christmas cactus, like the Kalanchoe. It's not a plant that you can save like the poinsettia and have it rebloom the following year. It's a gift-type plant. So pick off the peppers, use it. You can dry them and preserve them, but it's not something that you're going to save. When it gets done, bring it outside, add it to your compost pile, and that ornamental pepper will do absolutely beautiful for the holidays. Go in the compost, help to rebuild the quality of your soil, and give you a couple months of wonderful color indoors. And again, different heights, different colors, and the intensity of heat is very, and I mean very, strong. So those are just some of the many plants available at your local nursery and garden center this year for the holidays. We're traveling to Alaska, August 7th through the 19th, and we'd love to have you join us. Alaska is a place I've been very fortunate. I've been there 3 times, and we have arranged this tour around what my wife and I thought was the best of Alaska. Mount Denali and Denali National Park is incredible. And you'll spend a whole day there seeing the mountain ranges, the animals. The countryside is out of this world. There's a 7-day and 7-night cruise on the Inside Passage. And what's nice about the cruise on the Inside Passage is no turbulence, no waves, because there's an island between you and the ocean. If you'd like to get some information, the number to call, 1-800-322-9481. 800-322-9481. Alaska. It's beautiful.
If I had to eat nothing but rice for 3 months, I would not go without my Green Prince.
When I read Green Prince, I laugh so hard, tears stream down my face.
I love, love, love the magazine. I really can't be without Green Prince.
What is Green Prince? I'm Pat Stone, editor of Green Prince, the award-winning best small garden magazine in the country. Green Prince is the one and only Weeder's Digest. Only Green Prince shares the humor and heart of gardening in wonderful stories and beautiful art. It's the personal garden magazine and the best gardener's holiday gift. Green Prince is so unique, it's hard to sum up in an ad. Check us out at greenprince.com. That's greenprince.com. Like thumbprints, only green. Mention Paul Parent in the comment box when you subscribe, and I'll give you an extra free issue.
When I stumbled in the driveway, my nose stuck in your magazine, I knew that I too was hooked.
For over 20 years, my family and I have been decorating and shipping Christmas wreaths all over the country. These wreaths are handmade right here in Maine with fresh, fragrant balsam fir tips. This wreath measures 20 to 22 inches across and will fit on your front door. The wreath is double-sided with fresh greens on both sides, unlike other companies. A handmade red velvet waterproof bow is included. The wreath is shipped in a decorative white box with a red bow on it. A holiday card with your special message is included. And the price is the same as last year, $38.95. And that's shipping any place in the continental U.S. Go to paulparent.com to view the wreath pictures and new centerpieces. That's paulparent.com. Or call 207-985-6972. That's 207-985-6972. Family and friends that have moved out of New England will love the smell that they once took for granted, a fresh balsam wreath.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the East, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression. America's worst drought in agricultural history. And now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials, and you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're giving you some ideas for the holidays, talking about some of the better flowering plants, give you a little bit of information on decorating outside, and if you're going to do the decorating, you know, while the weather's nice, get it done, because once it freezes, it's going to be a little difficult and hard on your hands. I think probably my favorite of a gift-type plant for a gardener or somebody who doesn't do a lot of gardening but enjoys blooming is a orchid called Phalaenopsis. And Phalaenopsis is available all year. When you purchase a Phalaenopsis orchid, look at the flowering stalk, and all you want are two, maybe three blossoms, and everything else, green buds. If you see yellow buds, the buds have been chilled, or they dried out, and you don't want that plant. So try and select a Phalaenopsis orchid with more buds than actual blooms. The individual petals are more rounded and flat looking. And the colors, white, yellow, pink, red, purple, bicolors, multicolors. And what's so nice about the Phalaenopsis is even the novice gardener who has never grown anything can grow the Phalaenopsis. The Phalaenopsis orchid will also bloom every year all by itself. Now, when you buy the Phalaenopsis, make sure that the plant is wrapped from pot to top. You don't want to chill it. Put it in your car, go straight home like all of your holiday plants, and get it where it's warm. It loves a sunny location. The more sun, the better. And it's a plant that likes it warm, around 70. It will go up warmer. It does not do well in a room with a wood stove or a fireplace that runs often. The reason is the moisture in the air is dry, so you need some humidity. If you have forced hot air, get yourself a plastic saucer that's about 6 to 8 inches in diameter. Fill it with gravel or marble tip. Set your alt kit on top of it. And get into the routine that every morning you add water to the saucer right to the bottom of the pot. Spray all the foliage. And as the water in the stone evaporates, it will create humidity. And that will keep that plant doing absolutely beautiful. So the orchid can go Thanksgiving again, right up until May. In May, take your orchid, bring it outside, put it in a shaded area of your garden, on a deck, on a patio, but shade. In the winter, full sun. Feed the plant on a monthly basis, but what I do with mine, I buy Osmocote. Looks like a little BB. And I'll put a tablespoon for a 4-inch pot, 2 tablespoons for a 6 to 8-inch pot. And every time you water that plant, the little BBs will pull the fertilizer out of that pellet and feed your orchid plant. Now, your orchid plant, why I want you to buy the Phalaenopsis. The Phalaenopsis will bloom 8 to 12 weeks. You heard right. Up to 3 months of bloom. When it gets some blooming, cut the stem, keep feeding it, move it outside, and within 1 year, it will be in bloom all over again. If you had one stem this year, next fall, 2 stems will form on that plant, and in time, even more. Phalaenopsis orchid.
Millions of people are going to get sick this winter from colds, flu, and other illnesses. Don't be one of them. Protect yourself with Supernatural Silver, a revolutionary new broad-spectrum antibacterial solution. Recent advances in silver technology have resulted in a silver solution that can be used daily to prevent bacteria, viruses, mold, and food poisoning, and help improve wound healing. Supernatural Silver is safe enough to consume every day, while powerful enough to destroy the causes of many serious diseases, such as strep, staph, pneumonia, cold, flus, and other harmful pathogens. This new technology has the ability to terminate entire colonies of harmful bacteria at several hundred times the effectiveness of colloidal or ionic silver solutions. The Science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern medicine. Go to supernaturalsilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2012 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.